Question 19. By the late Middle Ages, exploration, an activity humans pursued instinctively, demanded a visual guide whenever possible. The advent of ocean-going travel and trade required an accurate record of landmarks and hazards for mariners, who needed to retrace the journeys they had survived either for conquest or maintaining trade. Such early ships' logs were simply written commentaries, but these were eventually replaced by charts that contained both written and visual details. Called Portolan maps, from the Italian word portolano, port chart, these maps represented a major step forward for cartography. Such maps frequently featured a crude grid that provided some basis for calculating distance. Although not particularly useful for navigating large distances across open water, Portolan maps could be utilized in smaller bodies of water, especially the Mediterranean Sea, where they were frequently employed by merchants and traders. Cartographers of a few centuries later, like Gerardus Mercator, would use the Portolan charts as a starting point for much more detailed and useful nautical maps, opening the way for modern cartographic techniques.